Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I am very happy to be joined by our next guest. His name is Mike Vernon. He has been the best college football insider, in my opinion, in regards to the University of Kansas. Whether it was Jeff Long, whether it was Les Miles, now he is at the forefront of Kansas potentially joining the Big Ten. He has been absolute nails when it comes to his reporting in the University of Kansas. Mike Vernon joins us on the show today. Mike, it's an honor to have you on today, man.
Man, it's an honor to be on. Longtime fan, happy to be here.
Well, I appreciate it, man. Let's just start with this. What is the vibe? What is the tenor around the University of Kansas in the midst of everything that's going on right now in conference realignment?
I'll tell you what. Can you hear me?
I got you loud and clear.
Beautiful. All right, I'll tell you what. In the last 30 minutes or so, the vibe has started to change on my end. I was all prepared, had all my facts ready to go for you. There's been these rumors all day that KU is headed towards the Big Ten. I kind of dismiss it as message board fodder. I'm starting to hear it from some people who I consider to be pretty reliable, that this thing is imminent. I'm not ready to say it for sure, but I'll tell you what, there's some smoke coming out of Lawrence right now.
When you say imminent, are we talking about this week, next couple weeks?
I would say next couple weeks, maybe by next week. I'm trying to work on getting this thing 100%, but I think it's enough where I'm talking to you about it right now.
Okay, so we're getting a little bit of breaking news here. I don't want to put words in your mouth.
I can't quite all in on it because I'm trying to cross-confirm and get it from multiple people. I'm not running with anything totally yet. The rumor mill is pretty wild. I'll say all along, Kansas has been, or people around KU have been very confident, like weirdly so. You would think that this could be reason to panic for some people. That's not been the case, and it's almost like when I talk to people, it's almost like they know something that I don't. That's the kind of confidence I'm getting, like there's a smirk involved, and I can't quite figure it out, but the general vibe all along has been KU is going to be all right. And part of that is, you know, I think the ACC also maybe was going to be home for him. But I'm trying to track this down right now. We definitely have some chatter about the Big Ten.
So I don't want to put words in your mouth, but it sounds like Kansas is potentially trending towards the Big Ten. Maybe that's the way that we could say it. I don't want to make your report for you, but it sounds like they're trending towards joining the Big Ten.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the confidence thing, I've been like, am I getting lied to? But I think this is moving in a direction that KU fans would be happy about. Certainly, I have the KU perspective on things, but try to filter that down as much as I can. Kind of wild that this has been, you know, this all came from some UT message board insider, which I hate to go off of. But it has not gone away, and I've tried to shoot it down, so. Stay tuned. Keep following me on M_Vernon. We're going to figure this thing out for real.
So right now we're talking to Mike Vernon. He has been at the forefront of college football reporting in regards to the University of Kansas. Can you give us the backstory on how this deal has potentially come together? Is this something that's come together really in light of Texas or Oklahoma? Is this something that's maybe was kind of sitting in the background and Kansas had immediately come to action? Like, if this thing happens, let's say by the end of August, it took Oklahoma and Texas almost a year behind the scenes to eventually end up making that move. This sounds like it has come together a lot more rapidly.
Well, that's why, you know, I think that's a great point, and that's why I was really hesitant until, again, in the last 30 minutes or so to really believe this at all. You know, I would say this. When KU was hiring an athletic director, I know for a fact that conference realignment was a huge factor in who they went with. That this had been on, I would say, the powers that be, the powers in play here behind the scenes. Big money, chancellor, board of regents, I don't know. It was on their mind, without a doubt. And so this makes me think that they've known that this was coming, maybe had something in place, but... You know, I think the speed at which Texas and OU made this decision surprised everyone. So that I think, was the big shocker. I would say that, again, I think KU was working to prep for this. And last time realignment came around, they were woefully underprepared, and I don't think that was going to happen again.
Right now, we're
not going to let that happen again.
No, completely. Yep. Completely understandable, and it leads me to my next question. We're talking to Mike Vernon right now about Kansas potentially joining the Big Ten. So earlier today, we saw that the Big 12 and Bob Bowlesby were talking to the Pac-12 about potentially having some alliance, and I actually led the show with it today. At this point, yep. I wouldn't follow any plan that Bob Bowlesby says. If you got a chance to get a nice landing spot and you got a chance to go to a conference you know is stable, you know that makes sense geographically for you, you'd have natural rivals with Iowa and Nebraska and potentially Iowa State here in the upcoming years, you got to take that and you got to say to hell with whatever plan that the Big 12 is putting together. So from a geographical standpoint, from a competition standpoint, from a conference standpoint, this would be the only move for Kansas to me.
Yeah, I mean, put yourself in the shoes of KU's athletic director, chancellor, anyone. I mean, it's just common sense that they're going to jump on this. Otherwise, if KU, you know, sticks around with the other eight schools, goes to this like Pac-12 agreement where they agree to schedule each other or something, which I was told by someone reliable that this was a viable scenario, but it's not option one. You know, in 10 years, when maybe these conferences try to break off from the NCAA or more merging happens, KU is going to be in the exact same position. So if you're in charge now and you have an opportunity, it's a no-brainer to take it. It just, you know, and I would say also one other source told me that yesterday that this was all very early. Well, again, that tune has been changing here over the last 24 hours, 30 minutes even. It got really quiet, and then finally something started to trickle out. So I'm pretty excited right now. Wish I could go all the way in, but I think this is definitely something to watch. But yeah, if you're the chancellor, you're not taking any chance on some Bob Bowlesby aligned Big 12, Pac-12. Scheduling agreement. It doesn't make any sense long term. I think it could keep, again, things viable, but you're not setting yourself up for success.
I understand that it's a report, so maybe it's irresponsible to hypothesize, but that's kind of what we do here on Sports Talk Radio. What do you think has been the biggest change to maybe push this through over the last day or so? Because I follow you pretty closely on Twitter, and you seemed a little bit, I don't know if hands off is the right term, but you didn't know if it was maybe moving as quickly as people thought. Based on this conversation, it sounds like we could be talking about in the next 14 days that it has sort of moved on and Kansas is formally applying to join the Big Ten. What do you think has really got this ball moving where now we're in hyperdrive?
Yeah, my tune is changing for sure. I was saying KU people are quiet. They're saying this is early in that they were confident. That's just been my story the whole time through this process. What changed? You know, maybe just the opportunity is there. You know, that I don't totally know, again, as I'm trying to kind of crack this entire code. I think there's some more info to be had. I don't think the whole story's coming. And my one fear is that this rumor from, you know, UT message boards, which is now popping up across the internet, has just become a giant circle of information, and it's gotten back to some reliable people. I don't think it's totally out of the question, which is why I want to keep digging in here. But it's starting to come from more reliable circles than just message board fodder, which is why I felt comfortable discussing it. What changed? Not totally sure, but I think this has probably been in the cards for a while.
Last couple questions here, Mike, and I appreciate your time. And if you don't have the answers to this, I certainly understand. What do you think happens to Kansas State, where we're seeing right now a conversation with Oklahoma and Oklahoma State about doing what's best for the state, doing what's good for the other university in your state? That didn't really seem to matter that much to Oklahoma. Based on what you're saying, it doesn't really seem like it's going to matter that much to KU. What do you think happens to K-State?
Yeah, I was told also right away when all this started to go down that KU would absolutely operate in the best interest of the university. And I took that as basically like they're not going to be committed to keeping K-State around. I don't know what's going to happen to K-State. I do think that, you know, you either have two state universities getting left out or you have one. That might be your option. And so what really hurts the state, you know, sending Kansas to the Big Ten is a pretty great academic conference there. I don't think that that's a net negative. I have a hard time seeing Kansas State, you know, being that attractive. I'm not sure exactly what they bring. You know, certainly the football program is fine, but you're not really selling tickets or having too many, you know, I don't think it's the most exciting streaming name. So I'm not sure where they end up. I have not heard them come up in any of these talks. And I've thought all along that the Big Ten or ACC was pretty likely for KU. And even this like Pac-12 idea is viable, but again, it's not option one here for things in Lawrence. So I can more speak to that than I can to K-State. But if you're drafting Big 12 teams, they're probably toward the bottom.
Last thing here, what do you think happens to the conference? So we let off this talking about Bob Bowlesby plan to sort of unite with the Pac-12. There is no plan of the eight moving as a block and a unit. If Kansas is going to leave, I assume Oklahoma State will figure out somewhere to land, whether it's the Pac-12 or potentially the ACC. I think Oklahoma State certainly has some brand cachet. They're a good enough football program. They got the right money behind them. Oklahoma State, I think, is going to figure out a place to land. I don't know when it comes to Texas Tech. I don't know when it comes to Baylor. I don't know when it comes to Iowa State, if they're going to be able to land in the ideal conference that they want to be. What do you think happens to the Big 12 as we move forward here in the next 12 months?
I think the most likely scenario for the vast majority of these teams is some kind of piecemeal conference group that's been put together where you pluck a couple of decent schools in the area. There are still some decent brands. Texas Tech, you know, certainly has a pretty large alumni base. We forget that Baylor just won the national championship in basketball. Like, did that even happen? It's kind of bizarre to me. TCU has the Dallas market. I think there's enough there for some kind of haphazard conference. That's my best guess, is that, you know, again, I've been playing this pretty low key until just now. My guess is that they'll put something together to try to keep it going. Or, you know, Tech is probably out there trying to get itself in the Pac-12 as hard as it can. But it's some kind of, you know, U of H, Cincinnati, SMU. That's just a contiguous, though, along with some of these remaining 7-8 schools.
And that is Mike Vernon. He has been at the forefront of college football reporting when it comes to the University of Kansas. He is saying that it sounds imminent, and it is certainly moving in the direction. The momentum is heading that way, that Kansas could potentially join the Big Ten in less than a month. Mike, always appreciate your reporting, man. Really appreciate you hopping on with us today. Thanks a lot.
You're the best. Thanks for having me on.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.